Hey, I'm Martina. Want to hear something scary? Okay, so today we'll be talking about Kuchisake-yana, the split mouth woman. Was a Friday night. I was coming home from school. I realized I was out too long. My parents would be worried about me. I was walking down the street. The lights flickered off and on. I was near an abandoned hospital. Curious, I went over there. I looked inside, and there was a person in there, talking, yelling, "Help me, she's coming." I ran away because I knew that person was crazy. But then she tried to warn me. She said, "Do not go through the alley. It's dangerous. She's gonna come." So I ignored her, but went up anyway. That was the only way to get home. So I went through the alley. And then something really unexpected happened. Right when I was walking there, I saw a shadow. It was getting closer to me. And I was really curious. I went up to it, and it went up to me until I realized that crazy person was not crazy. She was telling the truth. There was a lady with a pair of scissors in her hand and a mask on her face. She came up to me. I don't know how, but she teleported. She asked me, "Am I pretty?" I said, "Sure." Then she took off her mask and said, "Am I pretty now?" I heard about these before. It was Kuchisake-yana. I couldn't believe it. Until I found out there was ways to trick her. So I said the one thing that tricked her. So, Kuchisake-yana got tricked so fast, I ran back and called my parents. Just then, my battery died. I had no way of getting home. I couldn't go back to the alley. She would pop up out of nowhere. I was walking towards the street when I spotted her. She was there again, waiting for me with the largest pair of scissors you can ever think of. They were so sharp. They could take out your soul. I quickly avoided her, but not by not looking at her, and ran across the street. There was no use. She kept teleporting. She said, "If you don't ask me if I am pretty, then you will die, you and your family. I know where you live." I quickly ran away fast until I caught up. I saw my dad in the distance. I went up to him, but then I realized that wasn't my dad. It was him. But he was possessed. She had already killed him. My mom was at home waiting for me. I ran past him, pushed him away, and ran to my